Bybit card launches in Georgia with local VASP registration and a capped 10% cashback promo. Bybit has launched the Bybit card in Georgia, adding another locally compliant route for users who want to spend from a crypto-linked balance through mainstream card rails. The launch matters less because it is a new piece of plastic and more because it follows Bybit's VASP registration in the country, which gives the rollout a clearer legal base than the usual now-available card announcement. The practical details are fairly simple. Eligible users in Georgia can access a virtual card first, with a physical card offered subject to availability. Bybit is also attaching a launch promotion that advertises 10% cash back. Though the value is capped and limited to eligible crypto-funded purchases rather than every type of transaction. What the Georgia launch actually includes. The parts that matter most are local rollout tied to Bybit's Georgian VASP registration, virtual card access on approval, physical card availability depending on the program. Level 1 identity verification or business verification for promo eligibility, a minimum deposit requirement to qualify for the launch reward. The promo headline is 10% cashback, but the cap is what defines the real value. New users can earn up to the equivalent of $150, while existing users are capped at $75. That means the offer is useful as an onboarding incentive, not as a lasting picture of what the card will return over time. Why this launch matters? Georgia is not one of the largest card markets in crypto, but it is a useful signal market. When exchanges push card products into a jurisdiction with a local registration framework already in place, it says more than a simple expansion headline does. It shows where a platform believes it can combine compliance, payments, and user acquisition without too much friction. That matters for users because the launch sits at the intersection of three things: local regulatory positioning, card access, everyday utility. In other words, this is not really a story about rewards math. It is a story about Bybit turning local compliance into a spend product. What users should check before applying for anyone in Georgia considering the card, the useful questions are basic. Does your residency status actually qualify? Do you want virtual access only? Or does the physical card matter? Will your spending pattern realistically hit the promo cap? Are you comfortable with the exchange custody and verification model? The right way to read launch offers like this is to treat cashback as a secondary feature. The more important factors are eligibility, wallet support, funding flow, and how easy the card is to use after the promo period ends.